The full program for Pope Benedict XVI's upcoming trip to Turkey was issued this Saturday at the Vatican. The Holy Father will leave Vatican City for the Turkish capital Ankara on November 28th. There, after a short visit to the mausoleum of Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, founder of modern Turkey, the Pope will greet the President of the Republic, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Religious Affairs. During the four-day trip, Pope Benedict will celebrate Mass in Ephesus, an important center for early Christianity. The Holy Father will also journey to the ancient city of Constantinople, modern-day Istanbul, where he will meet, speak, and pray with leaders of Turkey's Orthodox churches, including Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew I. The papal visit concludes with the celebration of Mass in Istanbul's Cathedral of the Holy Spirit on December 1st. The Pope's trip to Turkey is the focus of our weekly editorial from the Jesuit magazine America with Deputy Editor Father Joseph O'Hare.
The Pope's upcoming trip to Turkey on November 28th to 30 will be his first visit to a Muslim country. The Turkish situation is not, as some wrongly imagine, a straightforward Islam versus the West scenario. Turkey is a bridge between Europe and the Middle East, and not just geographically. It is an Islamic country with a moderate Muslim party now leading the government, but its constitution, vigorously upheld by the military, involves an especially stringent form of Turkish secularism that struggles to hold down religious fundamentalism among the population. Since the time of Kemal Atatürk, modern Turkey's founder and first president from 1923 to 1938, the country has struggled to modernize by adopting European fashions, technology, and economics, as well as the forms of parliamentary government. But it has often fallen short of adopting the deeper Western values of respect for human rights and the rule of law. In choosing to visit Turkey, he has taken on a Herculean challenge that combines Turkish-European, Muslim-Christian, and Orthodox-Catholic relations. At the heart of each problematic relationship lie questions about the status of human rights and religious liberty. God willing, the Pope's journey will prepare the way for peaceful progress on these issues in the future. This is Father Joseph O'Hare of America Magazine.